There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffens, good day, programmers. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Hail, hail. The gang is all here. And we're all voting for Hillary and Jeb together.
Yeah, if you say so.
Jennifer, hold on. It's okay. Jennifer? All right. Jeb Bush is now. Yesterday he was Hispanic. Today he's Italian. Tomorrow he'll be Polish.
I liked when he was Hispanic.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So here's the interesting Hispanic news today. Not necessarily the Jeb Bush. Most everybody else is going to tell you that the big Hispanic story is that Jeb Bush made a mistake and declared himself an Hispanic in 2009. However, this I find more interesting. Tell me if you agree. This is an opinion poll that was conducted last week around the country. By the university, it's an outfit called General Social Survey, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is suggested, it was very specific. The question was, should police be able to strike a person that they are holding as a suspect? Pretty straightforward question, right? Whites in this country approve of police hitting people in far greater numbers than do blacks and Hispanics.
I actually
7 out of 10 whites, 70% said that they can imagine a situation in which they would approve of a police officer striking an adult male citizen, according to this social survey.
That's because we don't get hit as often.
When asked the same question, are there any situations you can imagine in which you would approve of a policeman striking an adult male citizen, 42% of blacks and 38% of Hispanics said that they could. So 70% white, 42 black, 38 Hispanics say it's okay for a policeman to whale somebody that's giving them a hard time. So I suppose maybe there's a focus on what happened in Ferguson. That's where it all started anyway. And by the way, speaking of that, today is election day in Ferguson.
And there's good news, isn't there?
What are they electing?
There is, let's see here.
City Council, I think.
City Council is being elected today. A new mayor. Let's see, what are they doing? They have, according to one of the black leaders, this will be the start of a new day in Ferguson.
Yeah, because there's a black people on the ballot, actually.
Well, and there are a lot of black people who are voting, and apparently that hasn't been the case either.
Right.
There haven't been people that either were black running for office or people that were black voting. Thus, they had the situation that they have. So much is at stake today in the voting. It'll be interesting to see. Don't let
me
forget tomorrow.
Everybody in that place should be out there voting today.
Yeah. And everybody in office ought to be out of office.
That if they aren't, then I don't want to hear them complain.
You get what you get.
Yeah. Right. That's true for every election in America.
Yeah, especially. You got to think they're going to have a huge turnout. You would hope.
So don't let me forget tomorrow, Richie. It's your job, or Jennifer, to come up with...
Come on now.
Well, but once in a while I forget. You know, there are a lot of things going on.
Once in a while.
I forget all the time.
Yes, I know you do. You sure? And tomorrow you'll be
have
double duty
your
anyway.
Name.
Because what's your name? Is it Larry or Sue? Now, tomorrow I'm not having an abbreviated schedule tomorrow because Dr. Ken is going to go through me from head to toe, and it starts at 8 o'clock. And I was told to be there because I have 4.5 hours of tests before he even talks to me. Richie, you can be sort of quasi in charge. Jennifer says when you're in charge, you think you're in charge, but she's really in charge.
Oh, well, just no kidding.
How's that?
He knows. He knows.
Yeah, she guides me.
All right. So, quick results from the Final Four. Duke won 68-63 over Wisconsin. Complaints? Anybody here complaining about that?
Yes.
I wanted Wisconsin, but you know what?
I wanted Wisconsin.
Duke.
Me too.
Duke trailed the whole game, and then with about 7 or 8 minutes left, they just brought it on. Two freshmen. And, you know, Coach K is a great coach. This was his fifth win. Guy deserves it. He's great.
Right.
Now, I didn't watch much of the game, but I heard there was a little cheating going on, wasn't there?
No.
That the officials were making bad calls?
Everybody's always going to complain about that.
Cheating?
Everybody always going to complain about the officials making bad calls. Get over it.
All right. Yesterday, first day, well, actually, Sunday night was the first game. The Cubs were victims of the Cardinals. Yesterday, pretty much everybody played. Lots of hoorahing at Yankee Stadium. How quickly they forget about A-Rod and all of the things. He singled in three at-bats yesterday, year-long drug suspension, and they're cheering the guy. He's a drug user and abuser. I mean, he's not as bad as Aaron Hernandez, who, by the way, the murder trial yesterday went into wraps, in and out. Mm-hmm. There were only, what, three witnesses?
Yeah, he's done. He's toast.
Can
they didn't want to waste their time.
About the hypocrisy in baseball, though, real quick.
About the hypocrisy in all sports.
In all sports, but specifically in baseball, because they punish certain people like Pete Rose. They don't let him ever get into the Baseball Hall of Fame when you have other people running around. Here's the other case. A-Rod is suspended for a year because he was using performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
Josh Hamilton from the Angels, who, don't get me wrong, I love the Angels, so this decision probably favors me. But Josh Hamilton was caught doing coke. I mean, he's like snorting the baselines, and they're not even getting rid of him. He has no suspension. They're letting him play.
Time to play ball!
If there's a code, if drugs are illegal, then drugs are illegal. If they're not, they're not. I mean, make a decision, people. Come on.
Yes. By the way, just in terms, Jennifer will do the television report in the next half hour. ESPN saw a 6% ratings decrease in the telecast. I think there's just too much of this. Too much.
In the Final Four game?
Yeah.
Now. Ratings have been up all for the whole tournament.
ESPN, here it is. Look at the Associated Press information that you have today, Richie. ESPN saw 6% ratings decrease on its telecasts. What do you want from me? I'm here to report. You decide. How's that? You can use that over at Fox. Congratulations. Hi, what am I doing next here? It looks to me like we're going to talk about the Rolling Stone magazine and the continuing focus on this rape story. We have an activist, actually, who's been very involved in this, and this is the point of view that I would like to get across. So stand by for this conversation with Jan Langbein next on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home lots number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting notice happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Did you have a baby last year? Or did you not have a baby last year despite all the subtle hints your mom kept dropping? Like building that crib and asking for a number one grandma mug for Christmas? Even though that's not how it works, you can't just ask to be awarded number one grandma. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you have a baby, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
All right. 16 half the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have Jan Langbein with us, an activist in efforts to end violence against women. From 91 to 2013, she served as executive director of Genesis Women's Shelter and Sport in Dallas. She's the CEO now of Shelter Ministries in Dallas. She oversees agencies' internal and external operations. So, looking at this whole situation, Ms. Langbein, the Rolling Stone magazine, the outrage that is a part of this whole thing, the discredited story, still doesn't take away. And what bothers me, you may not know who I am or how I do things, but I tend to get onto things and stick with them, some of what I consider to be the very important, not the headline stories, but behind the scenes. The football scandal with the helmets and the injuries is one of them. But this is now becoming one of my cause celebs, because I think that we have way too much of this sort of thing going on, not only on college campuses, but in business. And for whatever reason, I mean, it's been going. People say you're naive because, you know, this situation has been forever with us. That doesn't mean it's right or acceptable, or we ought not to talk about it. Am I right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you about this. You know, I think over the last couple of days, the story has sort of switched from sexual assault on college campuses or violence against women to journalism ethics. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I hope we can keep our eye on the ball on this. I hope that, you know, this doesn't encourage victims or discourage victims from coming forward and reporting the sexual assault that they experience.
Ms. Langbein, do the television shows that we see repeatedly, like Law & Order SVU, for example, those are almost every week about rape. Does this dull the senses of people and their outrage, this sort of thing, the continuing portrayal of the problem, or does it help in bringing it to the public's
attention?
I don't think
so. I think the more we talk about it, the better it is. I think the more we talk about it in a positive light, you know, that there is help and there is hope. SUV is a little bit naive in that, you know, they typically solve it in an hour, where these types of sexual assaults are a lifetime and possibly never are solved, perhaps, and certainly the majority of them are never prosecuted. You know, there is no accountability for these rapists. And when there is no accountability, we find that it'll happen again.
So what do we do to fix finally, what's the solution from your perspective, running the organizations that you do, seeing the problem as up close and personally as you do? What does fix this?
Right. No, I think it takes a societal paradigm shift, that we stop blaming the victim or the reporter or the whatever, but we call it what it is. Gang rape is vile and evil and against the law. If in fact that happened, you know, they say that 98% of outcries are true, that only 2% are false allegations. I don't want to ruin any boy's life, any kid's life, but I think there seems to be a rape culture out there that if you can do it, then get away with it, you do it. I don't know where it became.
It's like a sport almost with some. That's what's so outrageous from my perspective anyway.
You know, it absolutely is. It's premeditated. The stories that you hear off college campuses, where they'll have a scout, they'll have, you know, one of the young fraternity pledges will, you know, get a girl to a party. Somebody else is in charge of getting her drunk. Somebody else is in charge of getting her upstairs. That's just premeditated rape. That isn't a sport. That's not a game. You know, there's a movie coming out called Hunting Ground about sexual assault on college campuses, a documentary that I think, you know, really
does going
kind
to
of
air. It's called Hunting Ground. When will it air?
Right. I don't think it opens across the country for a couple of months, but it's in selected cities across the United States. It opens here in Dallas tonight or tomorrow, I think. It talks about this.
Yeah. Well, we need to talk more about it. Jan Langbein, check out their website, genesisshelter.org. Genesisshelter.org. Jan, thank you for being here. 21 after on Good Day.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
It's really Star Wars. Alright, so time for our one-hit wonder contest once again on the Good Day program. This is a group that had one pop single hit to number one. This went during this week in 1977. What is the name of this group? Crank it up, Richie!
Nothing but Star Wars.
By the way, while you're listening to this, as an aside, the entire Star Wars saga is going to be available for digital downloading starting this Friday, boys and girls.
Guys, don't buy into that. Don't do
Why?
It.
Why? What do you mean?
Don't do it.
Why?
Every single
like
time
he knows how to do it.
The new HD.
Right. They all release them, re-release
them. Yeah, and come out with another one with unreleased scenes. It's just a way of sucking $100 out of your pocket.
There
don't
we
fall
go.
Really like
suckers.
Yeah. Get off of all right. Netflix.
All right. Meanwhile, Richie Craig is over again. Re-release. Nothing but Star Wars. You can call us now if you'd like me to stop singing, 888-302-3684. You'll win a CD full of one-hit wonders, and none of them will be sung by me. They'll actually be the songs by the original artists. So if you can figure out, this is an American music producer, musician, changed his name to protect the innocent, born in Johnsonburg, Pennsylvania. In fact, real name is Domenico Monardo. Remember that one. His real name is Domenico Monardo. So the first person, Richie, that calls in and says, this is Domenico Monardo, give him the...
Kill my father.
Prepare to die.
His father played valve trombone in a small Italian band and wanted his son to do the same thing. He decided to play the slide trombone instead and started playing in the high school band at the age of 9. That must have been pretty good because at the age of 9, you're a long ways off from high school. By the time he got to be 17, his talents on the trombone won him a scholarship to the Eastland School of Music in Rochester. Then he enrolled in West Point, played the cadet band out of the Army. He came, moved to New York, and joined the K... The Kay Windig Band? Four trombone band? Later became a studio musician, took an interest in arranging horn sections for Tommy James, Diana Ross, and Neil Diamond. Doesn't say here he worked with a wrecking crew, though, Richie. On It's opening day. He watched Star Wars four times and decided then and there to do a disco version of Star Wars. In 3 weeks, he arranged and recorded an entire album of Star Wars tunes called Star Wars and Other Delights, certified platinum in a month. Nominated for a Grammy as Best Instrumental Performer. Was beaten out by John Williams, who had the original Star Wars soundtrack, which is only fitting. He went on to record a series of other motion picture spin-off albums, but never had the success he did with this single. This is his version of Star Wars. Who is this person? 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Richie!
Star Wars! Nothing but Star Wars!
Yeah, what's going on here?
Let's see if Romy in Pasco, Washington has it.
Romy, hi, welcome to Good Day. Hi.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sir, today?
Oh, pretty good.
That's good. All right. So early enough for you to wake up, rise, and shine. What's the name of the person performing this version of Star Wars?
It's Miko.
Miko. M-E-C-O. Miko, which is, I guess, a good abbreviation for Domenico Monardo. Anyway, Miko is the winning. Yeah, so that's cool. What do you remember about this? Anything in particular?
Well, let's see. I was maybe, I don't know, 13 years of age.
Yeah. All right, so it's stuck in your mind. All right, sir, you get one of the CDs with our One Hit Wonders. Thank you. This Pet Minute is brought to you by Cedarside, 100% organic pest control. Safe for people, pets, and premises, Cedarside.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. According to a recent study, over 62% of dogs over the age of 10 will experience at least some type of symptoms, which could include cognitive dysfunction. Now, some of the signs you need to look for are confusion or disorientation. The dog may get lost in his own backyard, get trapped in corners, or even behind furniture. Pacing and being awake all night, or a change in sleeping patterns. Loss of house training abilities. A previously house trained dog may not remember and may urinate or defecate where he normally would never. Decreased activity level, decreased attentiveness or staring into space, as well as not recognizing friends or even family members. But the good news is a lot of research that's been done with cognitive dysfunction. Have a conversation with your veterinarian. There are natural as well as medicines on the market that you can use that may bring that memory back at least a little bit. So if your dog does suffer with cognitive dysfunction, have a conversation with your vet. It can make all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside Original from Cedarside.com is a must. You've got to have this to eliminate fleas and ticks. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug at the checkout to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
Let's go. What are you waiting for me for? Let's go.
Do your job.
Yeah, I'm doing my job. 28. Wait a minute. It's not 28. That's the hour. 33 before the new hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny and Richie and Jennifer. And what's your problem?
You're doing? I have so many.
Oh, really?
Here you go, alphabetically.
You have to start here at the beginning? All right. It's a cold day. Okay.
Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars.
The wheels are officially off.
They are. Well, it's taken a couple of hours for us to get this far down the road. However, we better get back on the road. The Boston Marathon bombing trial has now made their come to the end of the line.
They've That's the beauty of this trial. It's not a matter of whether he's guilty or not.
No.
It's just
what happens. He's going to get the death penalty.
Does he spend the rest of his life in jail or does he die?
Right. So there's two high visibility trials going on in Boston, sort of. This one, pretty much everybody knows where it's going, but they don't know what the penalty is going to be. Pretty much the same with Alex Hernandez, who's a dirtbag. What does he get out of all of his the trouble there? That was one day. Why waste your time? He's going up the river, too. And so maybe the two of them ought to be in jail together. How's that? Put them in the slammer together. What a nice couple.
How does Tom Brady and the rest of the New England Patriots not see this guy as absolutely deranged?
What, and do you Sarnia? Think they go, wow?
No, Sarnia. Hernandez. Dummy.
Do you think they go, wow, we're really bad judge of character. Like, this guy was hanging out with us a year ago.
Yeah. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Here's the story of a man who spent 30 years on death row in Alabama who walked free. hours after prosecutors acknowledged that the only evidence they had against him wouldn't hold up in court. How in the name of whatever it is that's right do these things keep happening? Ray Hinton fell his name on death row, 29 years of age, 1985. He was arrested for two killings, and now he's been freed, and he's 58. He was embraced by his sisters outside the jail. Prosecutors said that this week new ballistics tests could not match his mother's gun to any of the six bullets that they found at the crime scene. So why should this guy have sat on death row? Is the system this bad? Is the system this broken? Is the system this outrageous that these things can happen? There isn't a week that goes by that we don't find some story like this where the police or the state or whomever, these dirtbags that chase these people around and come up with any evidence, and so then the state of Alabama offers no apology.
He even passed a polygraph at the time.
Right. Yeah.
The police gave him a polygraph, which he passed, and the judge refused to admit it.
His lawyer sues the state and gets millions out of him.
And think about how many people go loose because of loopholes.
Yeah.
You have a lot of people that are out there wandering the streets because they get off on a technicality or a loophole. Yeah. And then you have these poor schlubs who are sitting in prison their whole lives who are not doing anything.
No. I want to know where the real killer is, frankly. As long as we're talking about justice, in Colorado, the State Bureau of Investigation, who knew that Colorado had a State Bureau of Investigation? I thought CBI. Do you remember that from the TV show? What was the mental, right?
Yes.
CBI?
Yes.
The Bureau of Investigation in Colorado is handing out playing cards. Listen to this. You want to get the bad guys? Listen to this.
I like this idea.
They are handing out playing cards with pictures of unsolved homicide victims featured on the face of the cards in hopes that they can crack cold cases in the state of Colorado.
It's a whole new way to play Go Fish, Dougie. Right.
They did this. Remember they did this Osama bin Laden? The feds did. The FBI did.
Mm-hmm.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
What did they do?
Playing cards for terrorists, yeah.
Yeah.
They did?
With most wanted terrorists.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
When did they do that?
Right around the Iraq War.
Really? All right. So I have some updated news then, Richie.
I wonder how much those cards go for on eBay now. I'm going to see.
I'm going to check them out. While you're doing that, you might want to check out how the jihadists are recruiting women. Story this week in both New York and Philadelphia because of the arrests of those two women. Prosecutors say were plotting terrorist attacks on the United States. We know the story of the girls from Denver, and they aren't women. They're girls, right?
Kids.
And then there were a dozen American women who were enticed over the Internet. Most of them were from Chicago, apparently. All of them have been arrested, but it brings around the question of how it is and why women are joining these groups.
I know.
They becoming an important part, but they're using their Western connections to try to get more women to come in, and they're using the Internet and the various Facebook, I suppose, and Twitter.
They're using social media to get the teenage girls. Plus, I think they're also, I mean, you know, those girls that were taken in Africa, that, you know, Michelle Obama started the hashtag Save Our Girls. Yeah. Those girls disappeared. And so the thought is that they're either all killed or they've been brainwashed been forced into the cause. And I think because ISIS does such a great job of using images to scare the bejesus out of people, there's probably nothing more grisly than watching not just young kids, which they're big fans of, using young kids to behead people, but young girls to start beheading people. That's going to send everybody into a tizzy.
I think ISIS forbids women from participating in fighting, though.
Not anymore.
I don't think so.
Really? I thought they did. So
they're
here's
a progressive
story.
Group, Dougie.
I guess they are. 19-year-old Colorado woman sentenced last week to 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to trying to help ISIS. Her name was
Not
Shannon Conley. She had been converted from Christianity to the Muslim faith, lived in suburban Denver, questioned several times by authorities before she was arrested. Her father also told authorities that she had met a 32-year-old Tunisian man online who claimed to be an ISIS fighter, and the two of them got together. They were going to get married and move to Syria.
So her father flipped on her.
Yeah.
Wow. Here's the slippery slope here.
Oof, man.
How are they finding these people?
Well, that's the question. That's why I'm asking the question.
Online.
Yeah.
It's all online.
They're tracking. Yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody goes into a chat room and says one thing, and that raises a red flag for you. And then all of a sudden, the feds are into your computer, and they're following your every move.
I have a feeling they probably take a look at people's search patterns, too. I mean, I'm sure our search terms don't put up any red flags, but when you're starting to search certain things in order, I'm
sure. You have a different group watching you, Jen.
I know.
Sorry. All right, for those of you who were excited that Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton both in the political news today, next stop is Senator Rand Paul's office. He's expected to officially begin his presidential campaign today in Kentucky. So, let's see, his father ran before him. How many times did Ron Paul run? Was it two or three times?
Just once, didn't he?
No. No, it was definitely at least twice.
All right, wait a minute, let me just see if I found it. 1988, 2008, 2012. He's a lot like his father, but a little bit more sophisticated, would you say? At least in looks. I don't think he's any smarter than his father, but I think he looks
the part. He's going to distance himself so far from his father, though, this time around, because all that anti-Semitic stuff popped up against Ron Paul. There is no way that you're going to even see a peep out of him.
Well, he's already distanced himself. He votes for a lot of things that his father would have never voted for, just because he sees the reality and wants to try and get stuff done.
All right, I'm going to vote for Super Beats right now. Super Beats.
Me too.
Gets my vote.
Down with
gets
that.
Richie's vote. Gets Jennifer's vote. Gets
I'm
Kenny's vote.
Mm-hmm.
And younger people, plenty of nitric oxide is made in your system from the combination of oxygen and L-arginine. However, when you get older, like Rich,
dang,
you have not such good health habits, drinks too much beer, that sort of thing. Your nitric oxide is not activated as well. Well, what's going to keep you young is using Super Beats. Now that we are taking care of ourselves and each other. See, this is us watching each other's back. I got Jennifer's back. I got Kenny's back. Got Richie's back with Super Beats. And we'll have your back, too. Call 800-655-4183 and get in on the program. What's going to happen? Your heart will be stronger. Your circulation will be better. Your blood pressure will be where it needs to be. And more than anything else, Richie will tell you, you'll have amazing energy all day long.
That's the big thing.
Stamina that beats the band. So what do you do? Three whole beets are in one teaspoon of Super Beets. Take the teaspoon, dump it in a glass of water. No beet taste. It just tastes kind of good. Your muscles, your brain, your organs, everything in your body will use its oxygen more efficiently. So you will get more energy. You will have a better day. That's what this is. Start your day. Make it a better day. That's what the Good Day Show is all about. Helping you have a better day. And this is a way for you really physically to have a better day. I feel confident offering this to you because I'm using Super Beats as well. So is everybody on the air with me. It's a favorite. Energy up, energy galore. You want to feel good and get the energy that you need inside and outside your body? Call 800-655-4183 or do like Richie does, go to DougLikesBeats.com. 30-day supply free. Comes with a free book, free shipping. So get a regular order, get all these things free with your order. 800-655-4183, DougLikesBeats.com. Got it, Richie? You think we made the picture clear?
I think I got it.
800-655-4183 or DougLikesBeats.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030. Millions of conversations will happen today, but few of us have had a conversation about the care we want when we're seriously ill or nearing the end of life. Sharing your wishes with friends, family, and care providers now and as life changes may improve quality of life at the end of life, both for you and those you love. This conversation may be difficult, but wouldn't you rather have it now, before a crisis? It's time to have the conversation. Visit iom.edu/theconversation. A message from the Institute of Medicine.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the child and dependent care credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There was 57 channels and nothing else. 57 channels and nothing else.
Television time, Jen, Jen, and Duggar at 13 before the hour. Many of the Sling TV users lost service over the weekend when viewers were logging on to the Final Four and they couldn't handle it.
They broke it.
Yeah, why would that be?
Not enough bandwidth. It just overwhelmed the system.
I thought that sort of thing was long gone. People still have problems with bandwidth.
No. Oh, yeah.
First world problem.
Really?
Yeah, think about it. Everybody's got like 6 devices in their house.
All right, the installed base of internet-connected televisions in the U.S. climbed to 22 million last year. Woof. Up from 13 million the year before. Good Lord.
That's a lot.
Is yours connected, Richie? You got an internet connection to your TV?
Yeah, absolutely. Wi-Fi.
Jennifer, to you?
I do.
Kenny, of you?
You bet.
I have a smart TV. Better than your dumb TV.
Ask Doug if he has one.
No.
Okay.
We already know. We don't have to ask
you. No, here's... You probably do. You just don't know it.
That could be true. Okay. It's just not...
So it's not the dumb TV. It's just the dumb owner.
Speaking of dumb... Should we get to the big news?
Bruce Jenner. Yeah,
Bruce Jenner.
Is my favorite.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. ABC News announced, after a lot of speculation, that Bruce Jenner will sit down with veteran journalist Diane Sawyer in an interview airing later this month, I think on April 24th. That's the big day. This has been rumored to be going down, and it is now. He's going to be talking about his transition from male to female, and the interview is actually going to be a two-hour ABC News special that they're going to title Bruce Jenner, The Interview.
What are they talking about for 2 hours?
ABC? Well,
they're going to have pictures, Richie. They're right television.
This is part of Bruce Jenner's grand unveiling plan. Sources have told Us Weekly that the Olympic gold medalist will first open up about his choice with Sawyer because she's friendly to the LGBT community. Is that, did I say it right?
Yeah.
Let's see.
All right. Next. Keep going.
Well, no, we're not done yet. Right. The reason that he's doing it at this time and the reason that it's going to air on Friday, April 24th on 2020 is because it's during the Armenian genocide so that the family will be out of town so that they won't be able to interrupt him and take away his glory.
The Kardashians are all going to be out of town. Where are they going?
Exactly. Yes.
Really?
They're out. Yes, they're going to be celebrating the Armenian
one. You're yanking my chain.
No, I'm not.
Seriously.
He's doing it at this point because he doesn't want them upstaging.
He thinks they're not
going to
hear about it?
Oh, no, he knows that they will, but he just doesn't want them to be in the country so that this...
They don't have Hulu in their house?
Like, people can be watching them. You know what I mean?
They don't have DVDs or anything at home? DVRs?
I I don't know, Dougie. I'm just saying what's happening here. All right, Dancing with the Stars fans have an opportunity to see some of their pros freestyle and jive in Paso Doble when the show hits the road again this summer. The ABC competition show will hit the road. They're starting in Atlantic City on June 13th, and they'll head to 40 cities with their stage program. Champion Melissa Rykoff will be with
El Paso, where we're here on KTSM.
Yes.
That's good. Price is Right model made a $21,000 mistake.
Yeah.
She gave away a
that. She lifted up the card before she was supposed to and gave it away. That was awesome.
Good luck. Thank you.
Oops.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ready for another responsible conversational opining on a medical problem? Yes. The questions that come up every week when Dr. Joseph Chambers is here are unusual. I find him to be of interest and importance when it comes to his understanding what's going on. Not necessarily just regular medical things, although it would be interesting to get the doctor's quick take on the report that's out today from Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig scoring high in a review of research on commercial diet programs. We'll spend a minute on that, and then we'll address the problem of boys crying here on Good Day.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait.
Use as directed.
Dr. Joseph Chambers is here with us. His online website is drchambersoncall.com. He keeps his website updated on lots of very important and interesting things. The attitude people have toward dieting, for example. Most people are associated with, if we were to take 100% of the people who go on diets, fully 50% of them are split between two programs, Dr. Chambers, Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig. And interestingly enough, maybe the reason they're so popular is because they score the highest in this review for commercial diet programs. In other words, what programs work according to those who use the diet plans. And well, the people who use Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig say that they do a good job.
Sure. Well, the dirty secret, Doug, is this. Every diet works. Every single diet that you go on will work. The problem is, can you stick to it? And the reason that Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers do a little bit better than others is very simple. There's a community. They monitor you. It's constant. And that's how they do a little bit better. But if you want to, losing weight is hard, though, but keeping it off is a lot tougher. If you want to keep the weight off, you have to change your lifestyle. You have to change your attitude to food. You have to change how you approach food. If all you do, if you're a guy like me, I tend to eat when I'm down, I tend to eat when I'm up. So you have to kind of change that dynamic and look at the kind of foods that you eat as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why they do so well.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. Support is very important. All right, there's an op-ed piece that appeared recently in the New York Times, written by a psychiatrist who claims that we are medicating women's real emotions out of existence. She claims women aren't allowed to be their real emotional selves. Big pharma and bad doctors are out to make us feel good all the time. And let's not forget about insurance companies who'd rather pay for a pill than expensive talk therapy, which basically keeps boys to the sidelines. We're told by our parents and by society that if you cry and you're a boy or a man, there's a problem. Crying is supposed to be good for women, not so good for men. I don't happen to adhere to that. I show my emotions easily and readily because I think it's what I've learned. I didn't think this through. I just have shown my emotions. But for the most part, these sorts of emotions are indicative of anger. There's an anger that needs to come out, and this is the way it comes out. Do you agree with that, Dr. Chambers?
I do. I think that for us men, we tend to get all those emotions and pack them down and say, we don't feel. Because we men are doers, Doug. We're not supposed to be feelers. But if you want to be a really successful doer, you've got to be able to feel at the same time. You've got to be able to manage those feelings. Even the warriors among us now understand that when they go through trauma, they've got to get that all those feelings out. So our special forces, our Navy SEALs, when they come back from these operations, they're encouraged to go into a little bit of talk therapy. They're encouraged to get the feelings out. They're even encouraged to cry at their friends' funerals. The kind of stuff that we in medicine are still not doing. That we doctors, when we get into problems,
Doug,
we
don't
show the emotion.
You could still use a pill, though. I mean,
I could use a pill?
You could hold a little bit back.
Wow, what kind of a pill?
You almost have emotional Tourette syndrome.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe in not holding it much
just,
healthier.
No,
that's why
just
I'm as healthy
right
as
right
oh,
I am.
Just let it out, guys. It'll help us
let
all.
Let it out, Richie. Let it all hang out. What's your problem? Dr. Chambers is here, and this is Good Day at 59 past the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.